Welcome to the podcast for an introduction to the International Classification of Diseases, 11th Revision for Mortality and Morbidity Statistics, or ICD-11-MMS. What is the structure of ICD-11?
ICD-11 has a structure called the Foundation, which is a multidimensional collection of all ICD entities, including diseases, disorders, injuries, external causes, and signs and symptoms. All entities in the Foundation have a unique identifier, called a Unique Resource Identifier, or Foundation ID, visible at the top of the screen. ICD-11 entities are defined using a content model that provides a structured framework in which each entity in the ICD-11 Foundation is defined in a standardized way to allow for computerization.
What is the ICD-11-MMS?
The ICD-11 for Mortality and Morbidity Statistics, or ICD-11-MMS, is one example of a tabular list, which is a subset of the Foundation. In the ICD-11-MMS, Foundation entities are categories or index terms. The categories are mutually exclusive, and each entity has a single parent. The coding tool serves the function of an alphabetic index.
How many chapters are in the ICD-11-MMS?
There are 28 chapters in the ICD-11-MMS, of which 24 refer to health conditions similar to those in past ICD versions. Chapters not previously included in the ICD include Chapter 4, Disorders of the Immune System, Chapter 7, Sleep-Wake Disorders, Chapter 17, Conditions Related to Sexual Health, Chapter 26, Traditional Medicine Conditions, Chapter V, Supplementary Section for Functioning Assessment, and Chapter X, Extension Codes.
Is there an ICD-11 reference guide?
ICD-11 has a reference guide that provides comprehensive detail regarding ICD-11. It is located in the ICD-11-MMS Info tab.
What are ICD-11-MMS sanctioning rules?
Sanctioning rules are a set of instructions to help coders understand the permitted code combinations when using a tabular list. In this way, additional information is added more accurately to the condition being reported across all ICD users. Permissible combinations of stem codes and extension codes are embedded in the ICD-11 Foundation. They prevent impossible post-coordination combinations and the creation of combinations that already exist in pre-coordinated codes in the ICD-11-MMS.
What is the ICD-11 hierarchical structure?
ICD-11 is built using a hierarchy, grouping similar entities together in what are termed parent-child relationships. Parents are top level in the hierarchy, and children and siblings provide more granularity. Ancestry trees show the hierarchy of an entity back to the chapter of ICD-11-MMS to which it belongs.
Tell us more about parent-child relationships.
Children provide greater granularity where required, and every entity has one or more parent-child relationships. Entities are known as siblings when they are co-located under the one parent. All entities under a parent, whether primary or secondary, are considered siblings. Children may also be parents with their own children. Multiple parenting occurs when an entity is correctly classifiable in two different places. When an entity has multiple parents in the Foundation, it is displayed in both locations in the ICD-11-MMS with emphasis on its primary parent, that is, where the entity is primarily classified. At its secondary parent location, the entity is displayed in grey text, indicating it has its primary location elsewhere.
What do the ICD-11 codes look like?
ICD-11 codes are alphanumeric. The letters O and I have been omitted to prevent confusion from the numbers 0 and 1. The first character relates to the chapter number. It may be a letter or a number. The entire code range for that chapter has the same character in the first position. The second character is a letter. Hierarchical relations are retained at the four-character code level.
And what are STEM codes?
STEM codes are codes in the ICD-11 MMS that may be assigned alone. They may be entities or groupings of high relevance or clinical entities that should always be described as one entity.
Tell us about extension codes.
Extension codes are a new concept in the ICD. They are supplementary codes designed for use when additional detail is desired with a STEM code, that is, for post-coordination. Extension codes are optional, and their use will be decided by individual countries. All extension codes begin with the letter X. They are never assigned alone, but are always assigned with a STEM code, and are never listed first in a cluster. There are two main types of extension codes. Type 1 extension codes allow the user to add detail to a STEM code. Type 2 extension codes represent diagnosis code descriptors. The use of Type 2 extension codes alters the code's interpretation.
Are there residual codes in the ICD-11?
Residual codes in ICD-11 MMS are presented as red text in the online browser. Other specified codes have the last character Y, and unspecified codes have the last character Z. Residual codes are located at the end of code blocks, similar to previous versions of the ICD.
That is the end of the podcast. For further information, go to https://icd.who.int. We hope you have enjoyed this introduction to the ICD-11 MMS. Thank you for listening.